Time to visit with our friends at Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Mark Myers is with us and some news on a local trucking firm as well as other news. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yes, it is a very busy morning this morning as we're getting several economic numbers as well as earnings reports. We'll start with a GDP report. Economists were expecting the first quarter to grow at 1.2%, but the GDP showed the economy in the first quarter actually grew at 0.1%, much weaker, much slower than what everyone was expecting. But we did get a private sector employment report from ADP that reported that the economy added 220,000 private sector jobs in April, which was a little bit better than what everyone was expecting. We're only expecting around 200,000. We did see home prices in the month of April increase about 13% from a year ago. Home prices have been rising steadily over the last few years since the housing bust back in 2008, but that is causing another problem. We're seeing home ownership fall to a 19-year low. In the first quarter, we showed that home ownership stands at 64.8%. That's below 65% that we saw back in 1995, and that is down from a high of 69% at the height of the last housing boom. Now, as far as earnings go, we heard from eBay that stock is down this morning after they provided second quarter outlook that was softer than expectations, but they did for this first quarter provide quarterly revenue and earnings that surpass analysts' expectations. They reported earnings of 70 cents a share on revenue of $4.2 billion. Analysts were looking for eBay just to make 67 cents a share for the quarter. Now, look at Twitter this morning. That stock is down substantially, although they reported they broke even in the first quarter on revenue of $250 million, and analysts were looking for them to actually lose money for the quarter of 3 cents a share on $240 million. But that stock is down 11% over the same things that eBay said. The second quarter looks like it is going to be soft. Twitter reported they do have 255 million active users as of now, and although that Twitter is banned in China. Now, we also heard from USA Truck over in Van Buren. They reported earnings of a loss of 13 cents a share, but they did beat analyst expectations by 7 cents a share. And what was really impressive, we saw their revenue increase about 12% year over year. They reported $145 million in revenue, and that beat analysts' expectations by about $500,000. And they did reduce their debt by about $4.4 million in the last quarter. We also heard from Time Warner. They reported earnings that beat by 3 cents a share on revenue of $7.5 billion, which was an 8.5% increase from last year. The Lego movie helped Time Warner out substantially. And we heard from International Paper. They reported earnings that beat analyst expectations by 7 cents a share. Although revenue was down about 1% from a year ago, that stock is down this morning. And WellPoint, the health insurance company that insures over about 67 million individuals in the United States, reported earnings that beat analyst expectations by 17 cents a share, although revenue was a little bit light. And we also heard from Hyatt. The hotel chain earned 13 cents per share for the first quarter, and that was 2 cents above estimates. And we also heard from ABB, the parent company of Baldor. That stock plunged yesterday about 8% after they reported earnings of 24 cents a share, which missed analyst expectations by 10 cents a share. Revenue of about $9.5 billion was down about 2.5% from a year ago, and that missed analyst expectations as well. It seems the weakness comes from their power systems business, which generated an operating loss of about $29 million, as revenue in that sector fell by more than a fifth. Now, if you're looking for auto insurance, Walmart has come out with an announcement this morning. They said they formed a new marketing partnership with autoinsurance.com, which is a comparison website that helps drivers choose between coverage and rates for automobile insurance. Apparently, on this website, consumers are going to be able to compare several different insurance companies side by side to try to see where they can get the best deal. And they are rolling this out just as a test project right now. through about 8 different states, and Arkansas, of course, is one of those states that we can actually go on there and compare insurance rates. So that could be interesting. Now, as far as the markets go, after we get the unfavorable GDP report, it looks like the markets are going to open up down this morning. It looks like we'll open up negative around 20 points.
It's amazing what Sam Walton was able to do. Do you think he envisioned that he'd be selling car insurance too?
No, it actually kind of shocked me quite a bit, but they actually did. I looked to see if they've actually tested this out, and they already have tested it out. They tested it out in Pennsylvania for a while, and they were saying that the average person there paid about $1,500 a year for auto insurance, and they were actually able to save on the average everyone around $400. So we'll have to wait and see if that actually works out for the rest of us or not, though.
We'll find out. Well, yep. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
That's Mark Myers from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can visit with him about something he discussed during the broadcast or something you may have on your mind about your finances, your investments. And again, his phone number is 479-782-2527.